Good evening to you from me, Father Emil, and welcome to the program. We change gear once again to As the Sun Sets. I hope you've had a wonderful, wonderful Monday, and today we begin once again our program by praying, we are going to be praying the evening prayer of the church and have a short reflection on the gospel of the Mass of today. But thank you for joining me, Father Emil. I know so many of you just love being with me for this half hour, and so do I. It's just nice to be with you and wind down the day with the evening prayer of the church. Thanks for joining me. Let's ask the Lord to be with us as we pray. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Yeah.
Well, a bit of a wobbly CD there, I'm sorry about that, but nevertheless a very beautiful, beautiful hymn. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creature, alleluia. And now, a beautiful psalm, which is entitled the Paschal Hymn, Psalm 135. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his love endures forever. Who alone has wrought marvelous works, for his love endures forever. Whose wisdom it was made the skies, for his love endures forever. Who fixed the earth firmly on the seas, for his love endures forever. 'Twas he who made the great lights, for his love endures forever. The sun to rule in the day, for his love endures forever. The moon and the stars in the night, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. Alleluia. Let us love God then, since he loved us first. Alleluia. The firstborn of the Egyptians he smote, for his love endures forever. He brought Israel out from their midst, for his love endures forever. Arm outstretched with power in his hand, for his love endures forever. He divided the Red Sea in two, for his love endures forever. He made Israel pass through the midst, for his love endures forever. He flung Pharaoh and his force in the sea, for his love endures forever. Through the desert his people he led, for his love endures forever. Nations in their greatness he struck, for his love endures forever. Kings in their splendor he slew, for his love endures forever. Sion, king of the Amorites, for his love endures forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his love endures forever. He let Israel inherit their land, for his love endures forever. On his servant, their land he bestowed, for his love endures forever. He remembered us in our distress, for his love endures forever. And he snatched us away from our foes, for his love endures forever. He gives food to all living things, for his love endures forever. To the God of heaven give thanks, for his love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us love God then, since he loved us first. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us, in all wisdom and insight, the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 10. Jesus said, "I tell you most solemnly, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but gets in some other way, is a thief and a brigand. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the flock. The gatekeeper lets him in. The sheep hear his voice, and one by one he calls his own sheep, and he leads them out. And when he has brought out his flock, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. They never follow a stranger, but they run away from him. They do not recognize the voice of strangers." Jesus told them this parable, but they failed to understand what he meant by telling it to them. And so Jesus spoke to them again. "I tell you most solemnly, I am the gate of the sheepfold. All others who have come are thieves and brigands. But the sheep took no notice of them. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." Well, yesterday we celebrated Good Shepherd Sunday, the Sunday on which we prayed for vocations, and I certainly prayed for vocations to the priesthood, the brotherhood, and the sisterhood, and indeed all those who care for God's people in whatever way. And these are not just priests, brothers and sisters, but we prayed for those people who shepherd God's people. Today in the Gospel, there are many things we can talk about. Jesus speaks about himself as the gate. He's the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the good shepherd. But I want to highlight just one very simple aspect of the gospel today. Jesus says, "I am the gate." In other words, he is the doorway that leads to the sheepfold. And he calls the sheep by name. So he's the gate, the doorway, And he calls, and he calls so that the sheep might have life and might rejoice in his presence. I remember some years ago I was in the Holy Land and I visited somebody. I was asked to go to this particular shepherd who was a Palestinian. And I approached him and he suddenly recognized that I had come from South Africa. And when he realized this, he said, "Come, let me entertain you, be my guest." And we went into his house. But before that, because I met him on the field, he said, "Let's go." And it was so interesting to see him call the sheep, and they all followed him as we made our way to the house. Very interesting to see. Of course, being somebody who comes from the city, one doesn't recognize this is quite a new experience. Anyway, we had a wonderful, wonderful time sitting and being entertained by him and his wife. And in typical Eastern fashion, Middle Eastern fashion, of course, we were entertained on the veranda while his wife brought the food and all the rest of it. That's the tradition in that part of the world. But that's just a little by the way. I wanted to say that tonight in the Gospel, Jesus speaks about himself as the gate. So we go through Jesus, and what he offers us is life and life in abundance. "Anyone who enters through me," says Jesus, "will be safe. He will go freely in and out and be sure of finding pasture. The thief comes only to kill and destroy and steal. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full." So we come to Jesus. If we want life, if we want eternal life, we come to him. And we enter through him. He calls us and he leads us to life. Now that's a very simple and profound truth. And it's really that I want to leave with you this evening. Because there are many things we can talk about in the gospel today. But it's that simple truth. It's the Lord who calls us. And he says, "I am the gate. Come through me." And so we have faith and trust in Jesus. And it is he who leads us to life. And he gives us life in abundance. And so sometimes we can go in and out, but we don't hear him calling because we're too busy thinking about all the things that are preoccupying us, the baggage that we carry around with us all the time, that we don't hear the voice of the Lord who says, "Come, come to me. I will give you life. I will love you. I will show you mercy. I will take care of you. And when you can't walk anymore, when you can't do anything, I'll carry you. I'll just be with you and stand by you through thick and thin." Sometimes we don't hear that wonderful counseling voice of the Lord because we're so wound up and concerned about ourselves and our inabilities and disabilities and so on that we don't hear the Lord. So the gospel tonight is really one in which the Lord says, "Listen, you want life? I'll give it to you, but I am the way to the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. Come through me and listen to my voice. I am calling you. I'm beckoning you to place your faith and your trust in me. I will take you to greener pastures. I will give you life." That's such a comforting message from Jesus this evening, because I know that many of you, and myself now as well, as we listen to these words of the gospel, we are so conscious of the many little things that make up our lives, the suffering, the discomforts, and all that sort of thing that make up our lives. And Jesus says, "Just come to me. Come through me. Don't try and get in any other way. Not through any spiritual pathway or whatever. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I will lead you to life and eternal life." And so let our prayer simply be this evening, "Lord, call me. Call me and lead me through you to the Father. Call me and lead you through you. Lead me through you to life and eternal life. And show me the greener pastures. Show me the forgiveness and love. And reassure me, Lord, that you are with me all the time, through thick and thin." You see, that's what the shepherd did with his sheep. He took the sheep out to pasture. He stayed with them. They felt confident and they were safe in his presence. And may you and I also be confident in the presence of the Lord, safe in his presence as he leads us to greener pastures. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. They saw the Lord. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and these I must also lead. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have other sheep that are not of this fold, and these I must also lead. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. Alleluia. Rejoicing, let us pray to Christ the Lord, who sheds glory on the universe through his resurrection. Christ our life, hear us. Lord Jesus, you joined your disciples on the way to Emmaus. Accompany your church on her journey through life. May we, your faithful, not be slow to believe. Give us the courage to proclaim your victory over death. Look upon those who have not recognized your presence in their lives. Let their hearts rejoice in the knowledge of their Saviour. You are the judge of the living and the dead. Grant to the faithful departed forgiveness of their sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God and Father, through your Son's self-abasement, you raised up the world when it lay prostrate. You have rescued your faithful from enslavement to sin. Fill them with a holy joy and give them happiness forever. And we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
Change my heart.
Change my heart, O God. Yes, that's what we really need to do, is to change our heart and come to Jesus, who is the gate of the sheepfold. He's the way into the kraal, call it what you like. But he's the one that is the gate and calls us, and he calls you and me to follow him. And I pray that you will follow Jesus more closely, putting into practice the way of life that he has asked us to live, so that we might change ourselves and the world in which we live. Anyway, lovely being with you for the last half hour. I wish you a wonderful, pleasant, restful evening with your loved ones. Thank you for listening and for sharing with me. And please remember that in September, I'm taking a pilgrimage to the canonization of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, going to be declared a saint. And so if you'd like to come along, go and visit the website, www.fowlertours.co.za. Read all about it, give Gail a call and say, look, you're interested, come along with me and enjoy the time in Rome as well as Assisi. So from me, Father Emil, for now, it's goodbye and God bless.